Dear Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence here today. Lord, we pray even as the message goes out, let it not be my words, my lips, but let it be your words through me right now. Holy Spirit, speak. Speak to each and every one of us here today. We need a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit inside each and every one of us. Holy Spirit, thank you. You are most welcome here today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let me just share something with you before I start off. As I was preparing my message today, I had a week to do it, but it's okay. As I was preparing my message yesterday, I went into my quiet room, and I was just like, "Dear Holy Spirit, I'm nothing. I'm really nothing. But it's you that works through me that is everything." And I was just like, "Holy Spirit, speak. I don't know what to share. I don't know what to say." And he just said, "Amy, you talk too much. You're really busy. Just be still. Just be still in my presence and you can hear." You know, I think a lot of the times, like, going to and from in our everyday life, we really do get really busy. We do have a busy life, right? And I think Holy Spirit was just reminding me, just be still and just be quiet. Just be still and just be quiet, and then I will speak to you. So it's amazing what kind of service we had today. You can't say that was led by anyone but the Holy Spirit. You really can't, but praise God for the Holy Spirit that lives inside each and every one of us. Praise God that he speaks continually to each and every one of us. Praise God that he cares about each and every one of us. No matter how far we think we've gone, he still cares. Amen. So my message today is a heart that pleases God, a willingness to learn and grow. So it's a heart that pleases God, a willingness to learn and to grow. Quite simply put, it's God desires more than anything in the world for a man that would desire after his own heart. I repeat that again. What God desires more than anything in this world from us is a man who will desire after his own heart. Amen? Let's go on. Okay, recently we've been in Saturday classes and Sundays. We've been reading this book. It's called From the Writings of Watchman Nee, Secrets to Spiritual Power. Honestly, this is an amazing book. When we're in Europe, you can borrow my copy. But I encourage you to strongly read this book because it is amazing the nuggets of knowledge that you get from this book, from a man that has experienced and gone back to be with the Lord in a powerful way. He changed China, I believe. Is that right? And in the book, he says, what is God's normal for a Christian is basically found in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And we briefly touched on that this morning with Uncle Chris. And he said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God or through the Holy Spirit, who loved me and gave himself for me. You know, we've been hearing a lot, I think, over the past 7 months. We're in July now, right? 7 months? Yeah, thanks, Lydia. The past 7 months that we are to die to ourselves. We're to die to ourselves. And this verse basically sums up what God's normal for a Christian life is for us to die to ourselves. That is God's definition of normal for a Christian life, is for each and every one of us to die to ourselves. Amen? And you know, we know in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, we know what it is, that we are to renew our mind, right? Yeah, we'll be to be transformed, right? You know, we all know this, but I guess, do we practice it? And I'm speaking to myself as well. Don't worry, I'm sitting in the congregation there as well. Do I practice this on a daily? Do I truly say, I die to myself and Holy Spirit, you work within me? You know, it's not my life to live. But if I want to truly see a revival, if I truly want to see a change over my family, my friends, the society, this nation, we need to cultivate a personal relationship with Holy Spirit. Because it's only Holy Spirit that convicts people of their sins. And you know, when people see Holy Spirit inside of each and every one of us, it's an analogy I'm going to use later on. It's a really good one. You'll like it. But if people see the light of the Holy Spirit inside of them, they cannot deny Christ. So we need to, each and every one of us, die to ourselves and let the light of the Holy Spirit be revealed through our life. Amen? So living in the Spirit, it means that I trust the Holy Spirit to do in me what I cannot do myself. Because as I said before, I'm nothing. I'm just nothing. I'm just Amy Tan. That's it, nothing. But it's not a case of trying that I do, but of trusting God. I trust God in what He can do through me. Amen? So, some points that we can do for a willingness to learn and to grow, which is for a heart that pleases God, it's to hunger. And I guess you can put it a bit more, hunger for righteousness. So you can add the for righteousness on that. Hunger for righteousness. Only you yourself can hunger for God. Dino can't hunger for God for me. I can't hunger for God for Dino. It doesn't work that way. You have to hunger for God yourself. And you know, up there it says hunger means to be teachable, means to be yielded. Let me just share something with you about my testimony, okay? Because, you know, everyone likes to hear testimonies. So let me share my testimony, okay? I grew up in a Christian church. A Christian home, sorry. I grew up in a Christian home, right? When I was I grew up in a Christian home, okay? I grew up in a Christian home. We came for church. We came for prayer meeting. We came for life group. What else was there? Sunday school? Youth groups? Okay. Mighty Kids. And then, yeah, we did tambourine to Sister Serena. I remember that. That was pretty cool. But, you know, I went to church. I did everything as a Christian should do. But, you know, in this book, it says that if we do not have a hunger or a dryness, if we're dry, that means that we have unbelief. So, let me tell you this, that even as though I grow up in a Christian church, I was what you call a roller coaster. Everyone's seen a roller coaster, right? There's ups, there's downs, there's whee, where you probably get a headache. But you know, it's a roller coaster ride. So I was hot, I was cold, I was medium, I was like an ice cube, and then I was on fire, and then who knows what I was doing. But I was like up and down, okay? Then I went to high school, okay? I went to high school, and I went to uni. And I, honestly, I'm being truly real with you all today. I saw hunger and thirst for God completely go. It was gone. I came and I did church. I can pray a Christian prayer, you know? I can pray in the name of Jesus, blah, 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 blah. But I truly did not believe my prayer. I just did it to save my face. Okay, during this time, praise the Lord for our pastors, because they would always come up to me and say, Amy, come on, let's come join training. Come join training, because you can learn. You need more of God. You don't know what's going on with you. You need more. And I was like, pastors, please. I'm working. I'm studying. I have no time for training. Okay, I made up all kinds of excuses. Anything under the sun I could find, I would do. Okay? And then I started working, right? Working full time at a place I will not disclose because you might not like me afterwards. But you know, I started working, and it was during this time that Pastor Joseph started declaring resurrection life. And it was during this time that I saw the young leaders, excluding myself, okay? Excluding myself, the young leaders, they were truly growing. And I was just like, huh, interesting. Cool. So does that mean I'm not in their group anymore? Which group am I in church, okay? Which group am I in? Oh, man, this is very confusing. But it was during that time when Pastor Joseph started declaring resurrection life, right? And it was during this time as well that one of my closest friends, he actually passed away in a motorcycle accident. And that hit me. That hit me like a good smack in the face. I don't want to smack my face, but you get the point. Smacked me in the face and said, Amy, what are you doing with your life? You say you've been a Christian for so many years, but you really have not grown. You could say you've gone backwards, okay? And then it was during that time I went, that is so true. What would happen if I died back then? Tonight, where would I go? And that reality hit me, and I just went, wow, God, I truly am a big sinner. I have done the religious Christian things, but I truly have not grown closer to you. And I truly thank God for Pastor Joseph during that time for declaring resurrection life. And I went, you know what? I want some of that resurrection life myself because I'm dead. Resurrection life means what was dead now comes to life. And praise the Lord that I now have resurrection life in me. Amen. And I would also like to thank pastors. It was during that time when I went, all the excuses I have is not going to bring me closer to God. Pastor Machin, by the grace of God, came up to me the third time and said, Amy, would you like to come for training? And I went, yes. And the rest, they say, is history. It's a good history, but it's his story to declare over my life. So, you know, that's I'm being truly honest with you. If I went down the path that I was going down, there is no way you'd see Amy standing up here preaching. But it's only through the grace of God, and it's only through his mercy that I'm here. So, you know, don't discard, I guess a warning, or we have found out is a blessing. My warning or blessing for you is to truly, like, hunger and thirst for God. Hunger and thirst for his righteousness only, and not anything that you think you can gain from the world. And this is a first-hand experience that I can share to you. And I am a true testament of the resurrection power of God. And you can say a hunger for God's righteousness in my life. Amen. 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 Where are we? So, what verse do we have up here? So, hunger. Can I read you a little bit from a book from Andreas Bissoni? And the book is called My Beloved Holy Spirit. Okay? I'm going to read it out. I don't have it up there. Okay? It goes like this. The title is If Only You Knew. One of the greatest needs of the human heart is to find a relationship with someone who loves us unconditionally and accepts us for who we are in spite of our weaknesses. No human relationship is able to fully satisfy this longing. For we were created to have an intimate relationship with God. The Holy Spirit is the only person on earth in whom we can find this perfect love. Amen. When Jesus walked on earth, there was a woman in Samaria who believed that she would fulfill this desire in her heart by marrying the right man. She had married and divorced 5 different men and was living with the 6th one, still searching to find this void in her life. In the midst of her emptiness and disillusionment, she met Jesus next to a water well. Jesus spoke to her, saying, If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to her, Give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become a will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:10 and also verse 13 and 14. Jesus was telling her that no man would ever be able to satisfy her need for unconditional love and acceptance. If she drank from that water, she would continue to thirst. Only if she asked him for the gift of God, which is the Holy Spirit, would she find a person who loved her completely and unconditionally. Jesus was not giving her good advice on how to experience true fulfillment in her life. He was not offering her something to satisfy her thirst. Jesus was introducing her to a person, someone who would always love her and never leave her. John 14:16. Upon hearing the words of Jesus, the woman did ask the Lord for the Holy Spirit. Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst. John 4:15. And Jesus would not forget her. So we see from this that the Samaritan woman, she wanted something. Something was void in her life. But she searched and searched and searched. And Jesus said to her, drink this water and you shall never thirst again. And that water is the Holy Spirit that resides each and every one of us. Not Mount Franklin, but it's the Holy Spirit. Amen. Number two, everyone does not like to hear the word correction. Is that right? Is that right? Am I the only one that doesn't like to hear the word correction? No, I don't like it. But let me tell you, let me put a positive spin on correction. Correction means that that person loves you. If a person corrects you, they love you. You know, in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12, it says, for whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. That means God loves you if he sends people to correct you. Sometimes you get more correction, but more correction is good because that shows that the love of the Father is forever for you. If he stops correcting you, then oh dear. But if he still keeps on correcting you, that means that God truly does love you. Let me tell you about my childhood, okay? Everyone loves stories, right? I was a naughty kid. I was a very naughty kid. My parents can say amen to that. I was a naughty kid, and I used to get smacked a lot. And you know what? You think you learn after your first smack. You think you learn after your second smack. How about your third smack? I don't think so. Not this, Amy. She did not learn for a few times, okay? And you know, when I used to get in trouble, I knew it straight away that I was in trouble. I knew it. And you know what I would do in our house? It's the TV room and then the kitchen. It's kind of a, like, circle. You know what I'd do? I'd try to be really smart. I ran around. And my mom was trying to catch me, but she couldn't catch me because I was faster than her. And I was like, yes, I'm not going to get a smack because I'm faster than my mom. You know what happens? Kids tire. You won't think it because they're so hyper all the time. But kids get tired. And you know what happened when I got tired? Boy, did I get a smack and a half. I got an extra half for that running around. You know what? I used to put out my hand and say, Mom, smack my hand how you would smack me. And of course she's not going to smack my hand how she's going to smack me. It's a bit softer. It's like, yeah, that's a good one, Mom. You smack the same pressure that you just did. You smack it here. And then, nope, pyong! But you know what? After my parents used to smack me, you know what they said? I do this because I love you. And if I don't do this because, if I don't love you, I won't do this. But because I love you, I don't want you to be worse or to do the same thing. And, you know, praise the Lord for those smacks. You never think you hear someone say that, right? But praise the Lord for those smacks, because with those smacks, you eventually learn. I'm going to put eventually because you don't learn immediately. You eventually learn. But praise God that sometimes that God as well, our Abba Father, gives us some smacks. He gives us some smacks, right? And that is the way of him telling you, I still love you. You're not going the right way. Or you've become complacent. You've just become an ordinary Amy, ordinary Christian. But God, in his good mercy, comes and gives us some smacks through correction from our pastors, from our parents, from people in authority. And that basically goes, oi, you're going the wrong way, come back. You're going the wrong way, come back. So praise God for his corrections. Praise God that through his corrections, we can become perfect in Christ. Amen, amen. And, you know, I just want to read this next excerpt from the book, okay? It says, if we give ourselves unreservedly to God, many adjustments may have to be made. God will not let anything of our old selves remain. His finger will touch, point by point, those things that are not of him until everything from our old nature has been removed. Amen? Shall we read that together? Because I think that is a good excerpt for each and every one of us to know. One, two, three. If we give ourselves unreservedly to God, many adjustments may have to be made. God will not let anything of our old selves remain. His finger will touch, point by point, those things that are not of him until everything from our old nature has been removed. Amen? Amen? Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. What Pastor Machen said, if you heard. The old man is dead, but it is the nature of God inside each and every one of us. Amen? It is God's divine nature inside each and every one of us, because our old self is crucified, is dead, it's gone. And it's all to do with the renewing of our mind. We have to renew our mind so that we truly hunger for God's righteousness. You know, we're memorizing in Psalms 18, and it talks a lot about the heart condition, and it talks about a lot of, like, the righteousness of God. You know, we think about the righteousness of God and we say to our own hearts, do I really truly believe in the righteousness of God? Do I truly believe that God is righteous? Do I truly believe what God's name says in his name? And you know, when we truly believe, it is God's mighty power or the Holy Spirit that works inside each and every one of us. When we say this mind, bye-bye. Bye-bye, old mind. But come on, Christ. Put on Christ. Amen. So I just want to conclude here. And so let's conclude. And it says, a true heart that pleases God is one that is completely yielded to the Holy Spirit. With real death or dying to ourselves, there comes real resurrection. Amen. So there is a positive in this life. We don't need to be dumb and glum, but we have true resurrection if our old man dies. And we are resurrected with Christ, amen? Because of the resurrection power of Christ. That Pastor Joseph, I'm sure each and every one of you know about the resurrection power of Christ. But let us not just know, but let us truly believe, and let us truly act upon that resurrection power, amen? I want to show you, So praise the Lord for Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit. Praise God for God the Father. You know, my last message, I was sharing with you that Dino and I, we had a bit of a competition. That we would say, good morning, Dino BA10, my husband, I love you. Okay? I started a new one. Okay? And this one started just yesterday night. So this is fresh. This is really fresh. And it said, good evening. We say good evening just to remind ourselves what time of the day it is. Good evening, Dino BA10, my husband. I love you. And you know what I said? Hi. Hello, Holy Spirit. I also love you. Because if we're to treat Holy Spirit as a person, you know, I think he would like to hear I love you from his own people, right? So that is fresh. That is like baked bread fresh. That is baked bread fresh for each and every one of you. That you say, good morning or good evening, Holy Spirit, I love you. And I honestly, I think that's what he wants us to hear, instead of us talking nonsense a lot of the time, which we do. We learned yesterday that we talk a lot of nonsense, there's a lot of leakage. Our mouth is leaking too much. But if we say, hello, Holy Spirit, or good morning, Holy Spirit, I love you, that stops our leakage. It puts a cork in the bottle. Put it that way. So let me just end with this. You know, yesterday on the freeway, you'll see these kind of signs on the freeway. I'm not sure what they're called. I think it's called a signboard or something. Gantry signs, yep. Oh, thank you. So this is not what it said. But this gantry sign, it actually said, caution, wet weather, drive with your headlights on. Okay? Bit of context, it was raining like crazy rain. You could probably only see maybe 10 meters in front of you. It was that heavy. So like a person with common sense, right, would think, of course it's raining. It's raining really heavily. I can't see that far. Of course I'm going to put my headlights on. But you know, Pastor Machen has been challenging each and every one of us from what we get in, from what we see in the physical, from what we work in the physical or what we see to get a spiritual implication. So I saw that and I was like, turned to Dean, I was like, wow! And he's like, what? He didn't swerve, it's okay. He was like, what? And I was like, wow, I think I just got a really good message to end tomorrow's message, even though I didn't have the message. Is that confusing or not? But it's okay. But you know what? I was thinking, something just hit me. And it says, each and every one of us have the Holy Spirit inside each and every one of us. Yes? Yes, 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 okay. Each and every one of us have the Holy Spirit inside of us, right? However, if we do not switch on the Holy Spirit or switch on the light of the Holy Spirit inside each and every one of us, as we go through life, we go here, there, everywhere. If the light is not on, you know what would happen? Accidents. Wow, Amy, that was good, yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wow, that was good. Was that not good? So we need to, each and every one of us, switch on the Holy Spirit inside each and every one of us so that we don't need to be having accidents in life, but that we can see where we're going, because everyone wants to see where they're going, right? You want to see where you're going. So let's switch on the Holy Spirit, or as the song says, set a fire in my soul. Set that fire in my soul right now, Holy Spirit, so that I am switched on to do your will, which is to extend your everlasting kingdom through the demonstration of the Holy Spirit, through casting out demons and by healing the sick. Amen. So let me just act. I just want to activate this right now because the Holy Spirit is just so real right now. So Holy Spirit, thank you right now, Lord. We thank you right now for your word that has gone forth, Lord. We thank you, God, that each and every one of us will have a heart that pleases God. And that first and foremost is a willingness to learn and to grow, Lord. We don't want to just be sayers of this, Lord, but we want to be doers right now, Lord. So we thank you, God, that you are stirring inside each and every one of us a hunger for righteousness right now, Lord. We don't want to hunger for the things of this world, Lord, but we want to abide in your word right now, Lord. We want to trust fully in your word right now, Lord. And thank you, God, thank you for correction right now, Lord. We thank you that correction means that you love each and every one of us, Lord, and that you are pulling us back to the right path, Lord. We thank you that the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit burnt deep within each and every one of us, Lord, that we can be a light for those around us right now. In Jesus' mighty name, I activate this in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I activate it right now into this congregation. The fire of God right now, fall down right now, Lord. Pour out your spirit right now, Lord. We need more of your spirit right now, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. Lord, we thank you. Amen.